This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
All right. I don't really like one of my fears, but it's good enough. Number one, bed bugs. Number two, heights. It is a heart-stopping, you know, my heart is pounding, I start perspiring, all of those things you associate with phobias. And I didn't know I had this fear until I climbed to the top of Chichen Itza and turned around. I had to get back down. I couldn't get back down. Number three, bankruptcy. Number four, serial killers. Now you're really getting me to dig. I forgot about this. I was so afraid at night, I would run into my parents' room almost every single night and wake them up. It seemed like the journey from my bedroom to their bedroom was a mile and a half. It was like running the Central Park loop to get to their bedroom. I was going to be murdered by the time I got from my room down the little hall, past the closet where we kept the towels, past the hamper, and into their room. I think it was 8 feet, or 10 feet, or maybe 12 feet. We lived in a tiny apartment in the projects on the Lower East Side. There isn't a lot of space between my room and their room. And then the fear of having to wake them up, because, you know, they're not going to be happy, but what choice do I have? I got this far. And I remember once or twice just sleeping on their floor, because I was afraid of the serial killers coming to get me. That one, la 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 la. The killer who sings? La 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 la. He sings under your bed at night? It's creeping me out just to think back on it. So I became obsessed with crime and killers, and I became a criminal defense attorney because you can either run from your fear or run toward it. Number five, swarms of anything. Number six, I think I'm up to, early onset dementia. The death of my children before me terrifies me and always has. My daughter was born first, and I did not have this irrational fear about my daughter. I had what I think were rational fears about my daughter. I was worried that she might suffocate on all those pillows. So we removed all pillows from the house. No pillows in the house. But when my son was born, he had an incident, what we now refer to as his sleeping incident. He was in the ER and nobody could wake him up. We pricked him with needles. They stuck a thermometer up his butt. They had a heart monitor on him and a brain monitor and da da da. And then suddenly he just woke up. We never found out what was wrong with him. But, you know, for months, probably a couple of years, my husband and I would wake up every hour to check on his breathing. Of course, now he's this strapping, mouthy, healthy pain in my tuchus. Number seven? Am I up to seven? Wrongful conviction. I'm losing track. Being buried alive. Yeah, saw a movie about it when I was a kid, never got over it. And then number 10, dying in obscurity. Well, as I get older, I'm really, truly much more concerned with doing good in the world and making the world a better place. But I still would really like to not die in total obscurity.
At least I'm honest about it, right? Did I do 10?
Bedbugs, heights, swarms, that's 3. Bankruptcy, 4. Serial killers, 5. That's 5. Death of my children, 6. Early onset Alzheimer's, 7. Being buried alive, 8. No, dying in obscurity, I only gave you 9. Oh, wrongful conviction, that's 10. My name is Jamie Floyd, and here are 10 things that scare me.
The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Sarah Sandback, Emily Botine, Paula Schumann, Joanna Solitaroff, and Melissa Chusett. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? Pasta makers. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.